The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Brothers and sisters, our topic of the enlightened journey of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is an opportunity for us to learn more about those factors that were present at the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the culture, in the thinking of the people. Yazid was somebody who Muawiyah, at one point he realizes he's getting old and he says that after me, I want to put Yazid as the leader. So I got to make some moves from now to put that in place. Another incident takes place when Muawiyah goes for the Hajj. He leaves Yazid in Medina. And it's very interesting. Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself goes to Yazid to do Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. And when he goes near him, he says, "What is the smell that I see coming from you?" And he lies. He says that it's a type of special perfume that you get from Yemen. Right? But actually, it was the smell of alcohol. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam begins to like chastise him and say that, "What is this? You know, why are you doing these type of things?" And Yazid starts to compose poetry. It's a famous line of poetry in which he says that, you know, I called you and I invited you to this, to join me. You know, I invited you to join me with drinking and with pursuit of lusts and this and music and whatnot, and you don't realize what you're missing out on. Imam Hussein al-Islam is disgusted at what he sees, and he leaves Yazid. He's angry at what took place. Some years later, brothers and sisters, and this is very important, like we have to know our history. The more ma'rafa we gain, the more understanding and awareness we gain, it gives us a different perspective when we approach these incidents. We start to see things and there's more light shed on them. A couple years later, this is just 3 years after, roughly 3 years after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the people of Medina, they have a mass uprising against the Umayyad dynasty. And the reason for that is because some of their leaders from Medina had gone to visit Yazid in Damascus. And when they go to him, first of all, he tries to buy them off. He gives them money from the public treasury. But despite that, when they come back to Medina, they say that, look, we were paid off by Yazid to keep our mouths shut, but we're not going to keep our mouths shut. Because what we saw from Yazid is something which is just shocking for us. We saw somebody who has no control for when he drinks. And when he drinks, he oftentimes is in a state of intoxication. And when he's in a state of intoxication, he oftentimes even just leaves his prayer aside as well. He's openly committing these crimes of immorality. And they started to rouse the people. Eventually, there was an uprising. It was severely crushed. And history narrates the Harra incident and what happened is that the people of Medina, there was basically a slaughter that took place. And Yazid's soldiers, they went and they committed all sorts of acts of indecency when it came to the people of Medina. All that was okayed by Yazid himself. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the question that we have to ask, which is very important. That when Muawiyah's, one of his right-hand men is telling him that, look, if you want to put Yazid in power, you need to tell Yazid to kind of can it a little bit. And Yazid doesn't. He's still open about it. He's still successful in being able to have almost everyone give him the bay'ah. This is something which is very strange. It shows us that throughout the ummah at that time, a type of deadness had appeared in their hearts where they were willing to accept somebody who is still known for being sinful. someone who had low morals. When the people, those the delegation had gone from Medina to Damascus and they come back and they report to people that we saw this from Yazid and he's like this and he's like that. That was 3 years after Imam Hussein Islam was martyred in Karbala. But before Imam Hussein was martyred, what was the message that he sent to the people? He told them, Yazidun Rajulun Fasiq. Yazid is somebody who has no morals. Sharibul Khamr, he drinks wine. Mu'alinun bil fisq, he's open with his sinfulness. Wa mithli la yubayi'u mithla. Someone like me will not give allegiance to someone like him. Why didn't they take note at that time? Why didn't they just say that Imam Hussein has told us that this is the type of person he is. He's telling us not to do bay'ah of him. Right? Why don't we just support Imam Hussein in Islam? It's so clear. But it wasn't clear for them. What was the reason why it wasn't clear for them? It's because the culture of immorality had spread so wide and far that they had taken it to be something which was normal. And they thought that they couldn't do anything about it. This is just the way that things are. Yazid is drinking. Yazid is dancing. He's playing with his monkeys and his dogs. Well, if he asks for my allegiance, I'm still going to have to give it. Now, brothers and sisters, what kind of message had Islam spread? What had our Prophet spent so much effort to educate the people about? It was a deen, it was a way of life, of purity. One time, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, it was the Hajj, the farewell Hajj, where there was a lady who had come to ask him a question, and she was young. And with the Prophet was Fadl ibn Abbas, and Fadl was a young man. And as the lady is asking the question of the Prophet reaches over and he puts his hand on Fadl's head, and he turns Fadl's head. And he answers the questions. Now, later on, people ask him, say, Ya Rasulullah, why is it that you turn Fadl's head? So he says that, well, she's young and he's young. And I had fear that between these two, shaitan would appear. And I didn't want that to take place. That's why I moved his head over. Now, brothers and sisters, this is taking place. Number one, it's in Hajj, where most people are busy. They should be busy thinking about things other than like relationships and those type of things. Second of all, it's taking place in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of God himself. Thirdly, we know that there's not going to be any type of like sinful interaction taking place, at least in that gathering, because they're in the presence of the Prophet. They're not alone. But still, the Prophet wants to make a point that in this type of thing, we have to take precaution. It's not okay for these two to just be looking at each other. He turns Fadl's head to the right or to the left. He turns it aside. This is very important. This is part of the teachings of Islam. When it comes to indecency and immorality, you take the road of precaution. What does the Quran say? The Quran tells us, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. This is from Surah Maryam, verse number 59. That it says, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعَدْهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Allah says that sometimes in history, it's the case that you have a generation of pure people. They have decency, they have morals, right? They hold themselves to standards. But for whatever reason, maybe it's in the way that they raise their children, it's because of the culture that has sinned, whatever it is, their children don't follow that same path. What they do is, number one, is that they lose their salah, and number two is that they pursue their low passions and their desires. In Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 27, Allah says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Allah wishes to turn to you. Allah wishes to show His mercy to you and to forgive you. But there's a group of people that are turning you away from God. Who are these people? Who are the people who are trying to turn you away from the path of God's mercy? They're actively doing that. What is their tool? Who are these people? وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. Those who pursue their lusts and their passions, their shahawat, these are the people who aren't just happy doing it themselves. They want to take you along for the ride. They want you to also turn away from the path of God and follow them in pursuit.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.